If the word moonshine calls to your mind backwoods outlaws in Appalachia, get ready for a shock. Because now you highfalutin NPR listeners can get some artisanal hooch. Legal moonshine distilleries have been popping up around the country, and a moonshine renaissance may be underway. From WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Andrew Yeager reports.
Alabama moonshine starts here. In this 80-gallon kettle in a horse barn in rural Bullitt County, the man in charge is Jamie Ray.
This is where I'd steep the grain. I'll add a sack of rye to this. Fill it up in hot water. Let it steep for a couple hours, and it converts the grain to a simple beer.
Fermentation, some time to cook in the still, condensed to liquid, and you end up with a clear, unaged whiskey known as moonshine. Last year, Ray and a business partner started High Ridge Spirits, Alabama's only legal distillery.
Well, we started with the original white shine. It's 100 proof, and it's made with rye and sugar, which is the traditional recipe in this area.
Bullitt County is known for illegal moonshine, and that's a nod to a backwoods heritage which has helped fuel a wave of small distilleries opening up around the country in recent years. Jamie Joyce wrote a new book on moonshine.
It has nostalgia to it. It's got a story attached to it, and it's so American in a way that it's really appealing to people right now.
It's a story of poor rural families subsisting on moonshine, particularly during the Great Depression, in the face of a big, mean government. Movies romanticized it. George Jones sung its praises.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The song goes on to talk about a government agent hunting for a still. Because even today, unless you have a license,
it is illegal. They are breaking the law. And then they have to be caught and punished.
Dean Argo is a spokesman for the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. Since the early days of the country, law enforcement has gone after illegal distillers since they don't pay taxes on their products. Argo says Alabama saw a surge in tips about illegal activity, so the board created a moonshine task force last year. These are six full-time agents, affectionately known as Still Team 6.
They will go out into the woods, they will walk those trails, and they will search until they find something or until they believe that the tip was erroneous.
Argo says in the first year, agents destroyed 27 stills. He doesn't expect the task force to end anytime soon. Meanwhile, the legal trade is trying to find new converts. At the J. Clyde, a pub in Birmingham, a bartender serves up High Ridge Spirits moonshine in a cocktail called the Alabama Honeymoon. He drops in some honey, pours in the moonshine, some lemon, shake it up, add ice, top it off with a bit of local craft beer, and serve. To find out what it's like, I recruited a willing taste tester.
I'm Sarah D'Elia, Andrew's colleague here in Birmingham. Whoa. That's really sweet and kind of sour, and the burning is there. But it's really indescribable. I mean, it's really unique.
This fancy $10 cocktail is infused not just with lemon, honey, and beer, but with fond nostalgia that's giving this traditional underground drink a whole new appeal. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager.